This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. After Storm Daniel brought flash flooding in Libya, the death toll is rising with at least 10,000 people missing. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
In Libya's eastern city of Derna, hundreds of people killed in devastating floods are being buried, but many more may have perished here. Floods broke dams, washing away entire neighborhoods. At a UN briefing, International Red Cross Libya envoy Tamir Ramadan speaks of the severity.
The death toll is huge, and it might reach to thousands. But what we can confirm now that thousands of people have lost their lives, thousands of people has lost their homes, and thousands of families are stranded or lost.
Libya's government's now issuing an international appeal for support as the humanitarian response may be beyond the abilities of the country and local aid organizations. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Hopes dimmed on Tuesday in Morocco's search for survivors 4 days after a powerful earthquake killed more than 2,900 people, most of them in remote villages of the High Atlas Mountains. Search and rescue teams from the kingdom and from abroad kept digging through the rubble of broken mud brick homes, hoping for signs of life in a race against time following the 6.8 magnitude quake late Friday. As North Korean leader Kim Jong-un arrived in Russia by private train on Tuesday for talks with President Vladimir Putin, UN Security Council members traded barbs on arms supplies to Ukraine.
There is incontrovertible evidence that Russia is negotiating potential deals for significant quantities and multiple types of munitions from the DPRK to be used against Ukraine.
Britain's UN Ambassador Barbara Woodward. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the prosecution of former U.S. President Donald Trump shows the American political system is rotten. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Speaking in Russian at the Eastern Economic Forum, President Putin says everything happening with Trump is the persecution of a political rival for political reasons. He also says it shows the rottenness of the American political system, which Putin says cannot pretend to teach others democracy. During Trump's 4 years in the White House, the former president repeatedly touted having good relations with Putin, while critics allege he was submissive to the Russian leader. Putin says no matter who becomes the next U.S. president, his country's poor relations with America were unlikely to change. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. could have the first Ukrainian pilots trained on F-16 fighter jets before the end of the year, though it'll be longer than that before they're flying in combat missions. That's according to the head of the Air National Guard Force tasked with training them. Lieutenant General Michael Lowe said Tuesday Ukraine's most experienced fighter pilots could complete U.S. training in the state of Arizona on the F-16 in as little as 3 months. After that, those pilots will get some additional training in Europe. Deployment of the jets will also be dependent on maintenance training that other Ukraine allies have pledged. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has ordered a panel to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden over his family's business dealings. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
McCarthy says a House probe has uncovered serious and credible allegations of misconduct, and the president has lied about his own knowledge of the business dealings.
These allegations paint a picture of a culture of corruption.
McCarthy's in a political bind under growing pressure to take action against the president from hard-right Republicans who have balked at his efforts to avoid a government shutdown. The White House has called the impeachment push politically motivated and evidence-free and says McCarthy should not cave to extreme members. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Bahamas-flagged Norwegian cruise ship with 206 passengers and crew has run aground in northwestern Greenland. Authorities said Tuesday no one on board the Ocean Explorer was in danger and no damage had been reported. Commander Brian Jensen of the Joint Arctic Command said a Danish Navy vessel was en route and expected to reach the cruise ship as soon as Friday. The more than 100-meter-long and 18-meter-wide ship ran aground on Monday. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.